This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Young actor Jake Robinson is one of the stars of NBC's new series, American Odyssey.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
So let's talk about American Odyssey.
It's a conspiracy thriller in the true sense of the word. It stars Anna Friel, Peter Facinelli, and myself. Peter plays a corporate lawyer. Anna plays a member of the military female engagement team. And I play a young political activist. And Anna's character basically uncovers information while she's overseas in Mali. On a mission, she uncovers information that a U.S. corporation is funding terrorist interests in Mali. The corporation starts sending in Blackwater-type mercenaries called Ocella to come after her and her group, and they end up killing everyone, but she's still alive with this evidence and on the run. But everyone back in America is saying she's dead. It's this giant cover-up, and my character uncovers evidence that she's still alive and starts trying to uncover and unravel the truth. And Peter's character in the corporation, he kind of also is playing whistleblower to all of this and tiptoeing through different corporate ladders trying to figure out exactly what this company is doing. And basically, things get incredibly personal. We're going into episode 6 now, and a lot of things have happened to my family, to Peter's family, Odell's family, and everything's just gotten incredibly personal and ramped up, and the stakes have gotten so high for everyone. I mean, everyone's life is truly on the line in the show on every single episode. So it's an incredibly edge-of-your-seat, thrilling show. It's a David and Goliath type story, and I think it's incredibly relevant. It's been such a pleasure to see it unfold and see fans engage with it. And if you haven't watched all of it yet, you can go on Hulu.com. Episodes are free there. You can go on NBC.com. Episodes are free on there. Or you can catch up on demand, and then it's live every night. I guess not technically live, but it airs every night 10 p.m. on NBC for the East Coast, and then 9 for Central. So it's awesome, man. It's been a real pleasure to see everything happen with it.
Yeah, so I guess this is one of those shows that if you've missed the first 5 episodes, you really do have to get caught up before episode 6 Sunday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could watch an episode and still enjoy it, but you should definitely try to get caught up to see what's going on. And I think if you accidentally tune in on Sunday night, you'll want to get caught up. It's the kind of show that catches you and keeps you. So it's a really just thrilling show. And I'm incredibly proud of it, and I think people are really starting to engage with it.
And it's almost, I mean, if you had said this maybe 10, 15 years ago, the plot, it would sound fantastic, but these days, you really don't know. This could be ripped from the pages of the Daily News.
Absolutely. I think that's kind of one of the exciting things about watching is that, I'm getting people on Twitter that are saying, wait, is this really happening? Is this going on? Are corporations doing this? Are people involved in this kind of conspiracy? Is this a real life thing? And this story, of course, is completely fictional in its own way. But it does have people asking questions, and that's always exciting to see.
Was that the way you reacted when they sent you the script?
Absolutely. I mean, especially after I was doing some research and reading books and kind of looking into things for myself, I was really kind of appalled by everything that I discovered that's going on. Across the world. I think I always knew it was going on, but I never personally took it on myself to become more knowledgeable about it. And if our show is getting people more knowledgeable about world affairs and current events, then we're doing something right.
All right, we're talking with Jake Robinson of American Odyssey, Sunday nights on NBC. Where would people know you from prior to this show?
I was on a show, my biggest role prior to this was on a show called The Carrie Diaries on CW, which was a very, very different type of show and a very different character. But yeah, I was on that show playing a character named Bennett Wilcox, and then I've been in some smaller roles and other things as well. But I'm a relative newcomer. I mean, I've only been doing this for about 2.5 years.
Well, I love that your character's name was Bennett. That's my last name. That's cool.
And there you go. See, that's we have something in common. Yeah, it was a great show, man. I've been incredibly fortunate with how everything's worked out for me, and every story, every project that I've worked on, every story that I've got to tell, every character that I've gotten to portray, as they've all been incredibly different and challenging in their own ways. And this American Odyssey was no exception. It was an incredibly challenging piece. Emotionally, every episode is intense. You had to bring it as an actor every single episode. And the quality of the people in the show across the board
I mean, we've got multi-Tony Award winners, some incredible stage actors from New York, really good film and television actors. Peter and Anna Friel are both turning in tour de force performances, and it really just made everyone step up their game. I think it's just an incredibly high-quality show, an engaging show, and I think people should definitely try to give it a chance and definitely watch it.
All right, one more thing on your resume here. It says you're an avid basketball player. Are you rooting for any particular team in the NBA playoffs?
I am. I'm rooting for the Cleveland Cavaliers, being from Ohio. My hometown's in Ohio. So, and I actually grew up, I remember watching LeBron James when he played for St. Vincent, St. Mary's in Akron. So I kind of grew up with him and being a little bit younger and seeing him play in high school, and then I kind of followed him on his journey. But if I'm rooting for a New York team, I generally root for the Brooklyn Nets.
All right. Well, they're out of the playoffs, but hopefully LeBron can bring it home to Cleveland, huh?
Yeah, it would be cool to see him get a hometown championship. I think it would be good for that city and good for everyone in Ohio.
Hey, listen, Jake, thank you for a couple of minutes. Jake Robinson from NBC's American Odyssey, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. Check it out. A very interesting show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
And with Jake Robinson, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When you need money, it's tempting to cash out your retirement plan. Research shows 40% of people in their 20s and 30s have done that.
It's a costly decision. Here's an example. You're 30 years old with $20,000 in your 401k. If you cash it out, you'll only net about $14,000 by the time you pay penalties and withholding.
If you leave it alone until you're 62, you'll have $130,000, assuming you earn 6% a year. So cashing out is a short-term solution with long-term consequences.
There's a better alternative. Borrow from your retirement plan, which most plans allow for.
You'll have to pay it back with interest, but you're paying yourself, which will help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the main.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the top three reasons marriages end? Actually, they will surprise you, and they're all very easy to fix. That is, if you're willing to take the time. Here's the science of it in reverse order. The number three reason marriages break up, meddling in-laws. The number two cause, one member of the relationship finds another person. And the third reason, which accounts for 70% of all divorces, is, you guessed it, money.
You spend all our food money on shoes!
What's the cheap psychological trick? When any marriage problem hits, meddling in-laws, an affairing spouse, or financial issues, get help quick. If you pretend the problem doesn't exist, the marriage is doomed from the start. Breaking up is easy to do. Staying together is hard. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.